Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: والله لدنياكم هذه أهون في عيني من عراق خنزير في يد مجزوم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "By Allah, this world of yours is more lowly in my view than the leftover bone of a pig in the hand of a leper."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, on this episode, we are talking about, as we have been, about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, as we have said in some of our programs, is the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, we find that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is really an extension of the universal persona of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, how did Imam Ali alayhi salam become this universal persona, and how did he become this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him? Well, first and foremost, we can say that Imam Ali alayhi salam had a very attentive ear, meaning he listened very carefully, he listened with focus, he listened with paying attention. How interesting that one of the things that we rarely do in the present day is to listen attentively. First and foremost, it seems like we're speaking all the time, even though another one of the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam and another one of the aspects of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is this idea of thinking before we speak. But for some reason, it seems to be the last thing that we do. It seems like many a times we speak and then we think. But along with this is this idea of an attentive ear. And so Imam Ali alayhi salam very carefully paid attention and listened to the words of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the teachings of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And it is being able to listen attentively, being able to listen with attention, being able to focus on what is being said and to really understand what is being said is such an important part of our lives. And matter of fact, it is applicable to any and all situations. If we are listening to the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, then we need to be listening attentively. If we're listening to the Holy Quran, then we need to be listening attentively. If we are listening to an admonition or an advice from an individual, you know, friend or family, we need to be listening attentively. And so this paying attention and listening with an attentive ear is truly a part of the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and it should also be a part of every single one of our lives. A very comprehensive and thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. أشهد أنك جاهدت في الله حق جهاده وعملت بكتابه واتبعت سنن نبيه.
I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee.
Mm-hmm. And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
I would like to talk about a different theme, and this was a very side comment, a passing comment made by Dr. Yasir al-Qadhi when he was talking about the days of Amir al-Mu'minin in Kufa. And this is where he tried to say that the beginning of the political movement of Shiaism started in Kufa. He made a remark there, which was just a passing remark. But I would like to actually take that, deal with it, and actually derive a general theme from that statement. And his statement was that even Ali was not happy with the Shias of Kufa. This is what he's saying about the days of Ali, that yes, there were a group of people who called themselves the Shia of Ali, but even Ali was not happy with the Shias of Kufa. Let me go back to the name of Shia first. The name of Shia that we carry for ourselves as a mark of identity is a blessed name. Understand its worth and value. This is a name given by Rasulullah to Ali and those who follow Ali. But let me talk about this name from a different perspective. Normally, we identify ourselves as Muslims. A Muslim is someone who follows Rasulullah. But we also say that a Muslim who believes Imam Ali to be the immediate successor of Rasul is a Shia. So we are Shia Muslim. This is how we identify ourselves. And the word Shia literally means follower. Shi'atu Ali, that was our full name. Gradually it became, you know, short form. Like when Rasulullah came to Medina in after the Hijrah, the name of that city from Yasrib changed to Madinatun Nabi, the city of the Prophet. But gradually people just started saying Medina, 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 and the last part was forgotten. Initially we were known as Shi'atu Ali, the followers of Ali. But gradually, because of the usage of the name, whenever you say Shia now, without even saying Shi'atu Ali, the scholars as well as the lay people know that it refers to the Shia of Ali. So you would look at these two names, Muslim and Shia. Is there any negativity about it? No. The first name, Muslim, all Muslims take pride in relating themselves to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, these days we have so many interfaith dialogue with Christians and Jewish people, and we say we are all three religions part of the Abrahamic faith: Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Judaism started with Musa alayhi salam. Christianity started with Isa alayhi salam. When Quran came later on, you know, Quran talks about the dispute between the Ahl Kitab, between the Yahud and the Nasara. Some of them used to say, oh, Ibrahim is Yahudi. The other would say, no, Ibrahim is Nasrani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayat in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 67. He says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمِ يَهُودِيًا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًا. Ibrahim came before Musa and Isa. He was not a Yahudi, nor was he a Nasrani. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Not the Muslim in the name of the follower of Rasul, rather somebody who submits himself in a true sense to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibrahim was not a Yahudi, neither a Nasrani, وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. He was a pure Muslim who submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He was not from the mushrikeen. So it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave this name Muslim to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.